It was an urgent thing when Jesus in John 7 was speaking at the Feast of the Jews, and he stopped and he lifted up his voice and he cried out about all the noise and clamor. If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. It was essential that in that vast, throbbing, moving crowd, Jesus should cry out to them, come unto me. A command, a drawing power, words which perhaps they'd never heard, words which pointed to him as the Messiah that they'd all been looking for. The claim he was making, come unto me. And all down the years, the message of the gospel has been to come to the Lord Jesus Christ. We hear it by the gospel that we are to come, but it is only the power of the Holy Spirit of the Lord Jesus that enables us to come. But the gospel says, come. The gospel repeats Christ's words, come unto me. Come, it is urgent. Eternity is for a long time. And if we get it wrong, we are in misery for a time without end. Come unto me, says Jesus, and I will save you. I will receive you. I will help you. And then in rather different circumstances, this was another occasion in Matthew 11, when the Lord Jesus cried, come unto me. Come unto me, all ye that are heavy, that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. And ye shall find rest unto your souls. Come unto me, says Jesus. You have no peace in your heart. Your soul is restless. You don't understand the meaning of life. Come unto me. I will teach you all the things you need to know. Come unto me, for I will go to the cross. And for us, he has been to the cross. For I have been to the cross to blot out those sins that separate you from the Father and keep you in that ignorance, take away that peace and give you no rest. Come unto me. I am the Saviour. I am the only one. There is no one else. Only I can save you. Come to me. Because if you do not come, you will be outside. And if you like, John chapter 6, if you were thinking musically and come unto me was the theme of the whole symphony, then there are a number of modulations on that theme in John chapter 6. All include the words, come unto me, but in the appropriate tense. And the first text that is worth considering is in John 6 and verse 37. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. I'm not going to speak just at this minute about all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, because Jesus repeats it twice more, and I'll deal with it then. But if you come to the Lord Jesus Christ, he will in no wise cast you out. He is so strong, he is so able, that none can conquer him. There is no way he's going to lose somebody who comes to him. And that could be you. Nobody is going to be. But the word cast is there. Not only will he not be able to keep us, he will not cast people away. They will not suddenly do something which is not right, and be very sorry for. We read in those words, which are so wonderful in Psalm 139, search me, O Lord, and know my heart, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and there is loads. And lead me in the way everlasting. That is the Saviour's work. Him that cometh to me, even if his way has not been right, even if his way has been very wrong, even if his way up till now has been disastrous for him and for others, him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. Those words in no wise are lovely too, aren't they? No circumstances shall prevail which will make me change my mind and turn me away from you when you have come to me. There is nothing whatever that can enter your mind that if you turn to me, I will not forgive. Come unto me. Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Ships desire to be at their desired haven. We desire to go home, particularly if it's been rough or stormy or disappointing. But going to these places is only temporary and can provide temporary belief. But come to the Saviour. And he will never, no, never, as the hymn says, no, never forsake. I will in no wise cast you out. Make no mistake about it. If you come to the Lord Jesus, he won't cast you out. But Satan will try to unsettle you and say you've done something so wrong, he'd never have you anymore. Or you have such a bad, consistent habit that he won't own you at all. Jesus says, if you come to me, I will in no wise cast you out. We are changeable creatures. He is unchanging. And for us who are so changeable, to rest in the arms, to rest our soul in the hands of the eternal Saviour, is a peace that we might never have known before and will only grow on us. He that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. And then that is verses 44 and 45. The beginning of that verse is very similar. The beginning of verse 37 says, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me. And verse 44 begins, no man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man, therefore, that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me. It is possible to read the Bible. It is possible to hear other people speak of their faith. But the only one who can direct us to the Lord Jesus Christ is God himself. Maybe as a sinner, and you've done things that you wonder if God would have you. You feel drawn, like a magnet draws, to the gospel and the Lord Jesus. No man, says Jesus, can come except the Father which has sent me draw him. The attractiveness of love, that magical drawing of one soul to another, you find it in that other, someone so like your understanding of you and you of them, that there's a drawing power. It's mysterious, it's silent, but it's very, very powerful, and it's very inward. And Jesus here is saying, Father draws. So if you feel that you are being drawn to the Lord Jesus, if you feel that you love those things that you hear about him and love the things that are written in the scripture, it is only because the Father is drawing you. So why resist longer? Why carry on as you are? The Father draws those who will be coming to Christ. But he teaches them too. It is written in the prophets, they shall all be taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me. Jesus once said to the disciples that many people would put them to death, and those that put them to death would think that they were doing God's service. But they weren't doing God's service. Those whom the Father teaches to come to Christ are the only ones that will come and can come. If you have your own idea about God, and people do have their own idea about God, they make God in their own image. They say, he must do this or he will do that, because that's what we would do, and we think that our ways must be his ways. But the Father teaches people in the gospel, teaches people throughout the scriptures, points people to Christ, works in them through his Spirit, that they may hear what the Bible teaches, that there is one man taking human flesh who is fully God, who we must believe and turn to. He's been chosen from the beginning to do that very work. But when the Father teaches us these things, what a shame it is just to know them in our head. Come to Jesus. Every man that hath heard and learned of the Father does come. So if the Father is teaching you, persuading you, working in your heart, then come to Jesus. That's what he desires to do with it. No man can come unless the Father draw him. But that teaching and that drawing is a most wonderful, wonderful experience. And then we also have in verse 63, verse 65. Therefore said I unto you, that no man can come unto me, except it were given unto him of my Father. So Jesus said in verse 37, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me. In verse 44, no man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him. And everyone who's learned of the Father does come to the Lord Jesus. And here the Lord Jesus stresses it again. Before the world was made, things happened. They're sort of pointed to in the Bible, but we do not know the full story. But it is clear that before the world was, the Father chose those whom he would save. And that the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit agreed together in the determined means to save. That means was that the Lord Jesus would be willing and did become, take human flesh, being both God and man, having two separate persons in his one body. All this before the Bible begins, so to speak, alluded to in the Bible, but earlier than the Bible. If we are to come to Jesus, it is because all that has gone on before. The Lord has not chosen everybody to be saved. in this vast universe, the Lord has not picked a great proportion of those to be saved. Although when the Lord returns, it will be the greatest gathering of any army, of any citizen, of any country that's ever been. But in every generation, there are but few. Because we have sinned in Adam, no one can be saved. Adam only sinned one sin. Eve only sinned one sin. As I said this morning, sinned in the most perfect place there ever was. And that barred him not only from Eden, but barred him from heaven. One sin. Now that's very important to understand. Every human being, because they descend from Adam, is a sinner. Only Christ did not sin. So place yourself in that particular position. Have you ever sinned? Take yourself back to the situation you're recalling. Doesn't matter if it was your earliest sin or your latest, but just take yourself back to that sin when it happened. You are barred from heaven forever. But the Lord in his goodness chose some of those who were barred forever to come and believe in him. Now the argument about free will is often used. Has God not taken away our free will? Praise God for that. Our free will was only free will to do what we liked according to our human nature. But the Lord has intervened for his sheep, for those whom he would save. It's been very generous of him, as you've heard me say often, to save anybody. He could have made a completely new race. He could have made a completely new world, completely new universe. But instead, at great cost to the Lord Jesus himself, by his agreement, he saved through his blood, through allowing Jesus to make atonement for the sin of those he's chosen. No man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father. And when Jesus cries out, come unto me, the echo in the heart is the key thing. When that the Lord says, come unto me, the heart says, Lord, I will come. Otherwise, it's no different from the world who take no notice. Somewhere along the line, when Jesus says, come unto me, then our heart, being led by the Father, being taught by the Father, comes to him and will never be cast out. I shall speak more of this at some point when I expound this passage. But this was the very time when Jesus was talking about substitutionary atonement, the Saviour taking the place, the punishment of his people, that most of his disciples left him. But we'll come to the implications of that at some other time. He that believeth on me, says Jesus, hath everlasting life. A number of times he says this in this chapter. He also says he will raise those who are his up at the last day. How wonderful to be so invited. Come unto me. How wonderful to come and know that you'll never be cast out. Know that you will have everlasting life. It's a wonderful thing. Do not despise the opportunity. Do not despise the working of the Holy Spirit in your heart, but come unto him. I can only say that from a very, very small beginning, but a putting of my trust in Christ, knowing nothing really except the basics of the gospel, is leading on still to go to eternity, to a knowledge of the Saviour and an assurance, seeing that he has never cast me out, that he will lead me and raise me up at the last day. It's the most wonderful thing that ever happened to me. It will be the most wonderful thing that ever will happen to you. Don't falter at the opportunity. You can't be sure that another opportunity will come. And very often, you reject the call once, it gets harder and harder in your heart. You're less likely to want to accept the call later on. Now is the day of salvation, says the scripture. Come unto him, and him that cometh unto me, says Jesus, I will never cast out. Amen.
Amen.